Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good day. Welcome. Bill Michaels Show. Hour number three, here in Rice Lake. For the program here, for many of you, could be hour number four on the network, depending on where it is you are at. Certainly appreciate you hanging out with us. This hour locally brought to you by our friends at Nobles Tire Service in Barron and in New Richmond, home of the round tires, as opposed to the square ones that you get in many other dealerships. Just thought I'd throw it out there. The claim to fame is we sell round tires. That's from our friends at Nobles. So thanks for being a part of the program. This portion of the program on the network is brought to you by our good friends over there at Quick Trip. And don't forget Quick Trip and Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery. Go there now as the cigar dinners are continuing throughout the state of Wisconsin. And we're coming to a city near you. They are selling out. And we had so much fun at the one in La Crosse. These things just, they go like that. So if you haven't gone there already, go to Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery. As a matter of fact, our buddy Dwayne from Dwayne's Cover It All in Wausau just texted me and said he just got his cigar dinner tickets. We're coming to Wausau. We're going to be in Sussex at Ironwood Golf Course in August as well. And Sussex, just west of Milwaukee, going to make that a dinner, nine holes worth of golf, and a cigar fest, so to speak, after the fact at Ironwood Golf Course. That should be a blast. That'll be a lot of fun. So if you want to play some golf, have some cigars, and share some great stories after the fact, make sure you get signed up for that one, because that one's got some added value to it. So head out to that one. We're going to be coming to Chippewa Falls as well. The home of Lion and Cook. As a matter of fact, last night at the sponsors dinner, sat with at the same table with Dick and everybody. The whole Lion and Kugel family was there last evening talking to them. So had a great time. A lot of fun last night at the sponsor party here at the Rice Lake Celebrity Golf Outing. And thanks to Tom Kozer, who is the owner of many of the radio stations up in this area, but specifically our affiliate, Sports Talk 1090 WAQE, here in Rice Lake and Barron County. So thanks to him for hosting us and bringing us up here again. And it's such a wonderful pleasure. It was really funny because last night, now Joe Zanzola producing the show back in the studio. Joe, usually I'm a pretty G-rated guy, right?
On your show, you go ahead and tell the truth, on the air, yes. On the air, you are off the air. That's a different story.
Off the air is completely different. So last night at the sponsor party, okay. Now this is the way it goes. It's usually now for those that don't know, Tom Kozer, he's got a couple of sons. One son was a kicker in high school. So Tom has got a pretty nice piece of property here in Rice Lake. Sits way up on a hill, and he actually had a football field built into the back of his property, goalposts and everything, so his son could practice kicking, because his son was a kicker. His other son went to is on tour to get his Q card to get onto the PGA Tour. He's attempting to get on the PGA Tour. So Tom built a driving range and an incredible putting green. That is a putting green. It's a real one. You have to mow it, the whole thing. Putting green in the backyard. Four-hole putting green. And then next to it, because I spend so much time out there just practicing golf, they actually built like a little pavilion, a little bar back there. So, it's got the dispensary for sodas and stuff and then beverages and mixed drinks and everything. And then Lion and Kugel's brought their little truck back there to use draft beer. And then they build it. They put a tent up, and that's where the party is. So everybody parks their cars on the football field. And then you walk through the grass, you walk over to the main area. It's beautiful back there, to the main area, and then that's where all the sponsors get a chance to mingle with all the celebs. So usually the way this works is everybody goes and gets dinner, and about midway through dinner, Tom gets up and says a few words, a couple of the key sponsors, they say a few words, and then Tom starts introducing everybody. And you go through the list of celebrities that are here. And I've been through this list numerous times, just but you know, Lynn Dickey and Paul Kaufman and Dave Robinson, and you go through this whole thing, Doug Sutherland from the Vikings and Randall McDaniel and, you know, Larry the Cable Guy and Ken Sander from the Brewers and on and on and on. So every year I usually have some little generic G-rated, because it's a mixed crowd, story. And it gets some laughs, you know. I mean, you always try to come up with something anecdotal that's pretty funny. And it gets some laughs. And every year, Paul Kaufman, he ends up going up either right before me or right after me. And Paul can be as blue gets. And he can be as funny and innuendo-filled as it gets, telling a story, whether it's about Lynn Dickey or, you know, just Bart Starr. Cherry Starr was in one of his stories the other day, the other year. So he gets... And so I thought, you know what? This year, I'm going to come guns a-blazing. I had a story. It involved a sponsor. It was as blue gets. Paul gets up and basically, in a Southern draw way, raps a G-rated wrestling story about him and Lynn Dickey. And all I had all day was perfecting this delivery for the punchline to this story that I had, which was as, you know, R-rated as it could possibly be. At least it got laughs. But so last night I had to go to, you know, our the general manager here, to Tom, and say, hey, I'm sorry for bringing down your G-rated event into the gutter, but that was me last night. So Wayne Larrabee told some stories. Kenny Sanders told some stories. It's a lot of fun. This is really a neat event here in Rice Lake. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. Again, 855-830-8648. Usually we get a lot of guests. Today's been a weird day, mainly for the fact that the rain has come. The guys got out early, then they had to come back, then they got out late. So we had time for Larry the Cable Guy, and we did get a chance to talk to him, which was a fascinating interview with Chris Fitzgerald, the Barron County Sheriff up here, who was the key point person on the Jamie Kloss case. But we really haven't had the Bank of Stars because of the weird schedule and the guys not being able to get up here. So I do apologize for that, but it's been so much fun just from what we've had. But there are some other things to discuss, and going into the Brewers clubhouse is one of them because – you know, the Brewers have struggled. I gave you the numbers at the beginning of the show, but basically over the last six out of the last seven starts for the Milwaukee Brewers pitching staff, they've averaged an 8.37 ERA. So Craig Counsell asked about Hauser last night and how he's had some problems, and that's, you know, some of these pitchers, they haven't been pitching very well, but specifically Hauser, when it comes to just missing the pitches, here's what Craig Counsell had to say.
He didn't have command of his fastball tonight from the get-go, and really throughout the two innings that he threw, just kind of unable to rein in the, you know, it's kind of the same miss, it felt like, kind of up and away to the lefty, and and then when he tried to get back in, he just didn't, I thought he was decent to his glove side, but kind of the arm side, just the same, kind of lost the ball a bunch, so...
So there's what he had to say about Hauser missing his pitches. In addition to that, then you kind of, you know, ask Craig Counsell about, you know, Freddie Peralta, because Freddie Peralta last night or recently has actually pitched kind of well.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Freddie was, you know, he kept us in the game. He gave us a chance, obviously, through four good innings. I thought he executed a whole bunch of pitches tonight. He executed a bunch of pitches up in the strike zone very well. I mean, the two line drives that they hit were maybe the only pitches kind of down in the strike zone. But he was good, man. It was good stuff.
And then Craig Counsell, the one thing that yesterday when we had Ken Sanders on and the Brewers, former Brewer reliever, and we were talking to him about Jimmy Nelson, he said, look, it's Jimmy, but it's also been problematic for this Brewers staff is getting ahead in the count. And Craig Counsell said, look, nobody's drawing it up right now to get behind in the count and start to give up runs and be behind in games.
Look, nobody draws it up to play from behind. You know, at the same time, we scored two runs tonight, and that's not going to win many games.
No, it's not. And the Brewers continue to struggle, whether it's scoring runs at times or the fact that pitching-wise, they just haven't been that good. So we can talk all day about Travis Shawn Kestin here. I think we can all agree that we are just holding our breath for the day that Keston Hira comes back walking through the clubhouse door. But I think right now, if you are upstairs and you're David Stearns and your phone is on, you're probably on that phone trying to find yourself some additional pitching because you need it. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends over there at Cousin Subs. They have the Wisconsin cheeses as a part of their At the Heart menu. The heart of Wisconsin, that is. And right now they also have the award-winning cheeses that are all loaded up in that creamy Wisconsin mac and cheese they have, featuring shredded Parmesan and white cheddar cheese, now available at select locations in Wisconsin and in Illinois. You can order as a compliment to your favorite sub or maybe in a kid's meal, and you can consider topping it off with your choice of bacon, chicken, ham, turkey, whatever it may be. So order online at CousinSubs.com. Delivery is available at select locations. And don't forget Cousin Subs, that's where they believe in better. And they are also the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. So there you go. Thanks to Cousin Suz being a part of the program. Going to go ahead and take a quick break, come back, go in a little bit of different direction because up here there's a general consensus. We're here with a lot of Packers or former Packers, Vikings, some Brewers, a lot of celebrities. So we talk a lot of football. There is a consensus. There is a consensus in three different categories up here. I'll tell you what they are. Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show. We are here in Rice Lake, Wisconsin, a soggy at this point, Rice Lake, Wisconsin, where the rain has been falling for some time now. It has at least lightened a bit, although the rain is still coming down. Joe, you a fan of playing? I mean, when you're out on the course and rain starts to come, I don't think anybody's a fan of playing golf in the rain, specifically with slick clubs and grips and such. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, not a fan. I mean, a light rain is okay, but then it is a challenge of trying to keep your clubs dry unless you got a cart and then it's got a cover that can go over the cart.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd prefer not to.
It is it was raining like it was the end of the world a while ago, and it has slowed now to a rain rather than just like a drizzle. I mean, it's a steady, heavy rain right now, and they're still out playing in this thing. So I give them credit. They're still playing it, but it's not the best of conditions right now, to say the very least. And I am certainly glad that we moved. We were going to be outside today, and I'm certainly glad that we moved everything inside because it hit fast and furious. I mean, it was a couple of big drops, and then boom, it was like somebody opened up a bucket, and it just started coming down. So, but they're still out there playing in the Rice Lake Celebrity Golf Tournament here at Turtleback. And, again, thanks to everybody on board, and thanks to our fine sponsors locally that brought us up here today as well. And also tomorrow, don't forget, if you're here in the area, I'm going to be at Link Ford and RV Center tomorrow doing the program. So stop on by. If you didn't get a chance to come out here, stop on by and say hello. And, again, it's all brought to you locally by Derry State Bank, banking on relationships, and also brought to you locally by Northwest Builders, Wisconsin's Great Northwest. They build with Northwest Builders, and by Nobles Tire Service in Barron and New Richmond. Thanks to all of them for being a part of the program. So there is three things that's a consensus up here after talking to the guys last night. Three things that I find very interesting. One is that Mike Zimmer, the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, is now under the gun. That they are all expecting him to produce, specifically in the postseason. Everybody thinks they overpaid for Cousins, even though he was probably the best available at the time. Doesn't have a track record of getting past 10 wins, doesn't have a track record of winning in the postseason. It's I think it's crazy, and many people say it's crazy to expect a guy who's never won in the postseason to suddenly win you a Super Bowl. But that's what Zimmer wanted, so that's what they got. So there is a lot of pressure on Zimmer and Spielman as well. I mean, there's some thought that maybe, just maybe, if Zimmer doesn't survive this season, if they don't go deep into the postseason, that him and Spielman may not survive. But you know, just talking to some of the guys last night, Doug Sutherland was saying, just Randall McDaniel was in here a little earlier, was talking to him. There's some people that think that Zimmer has a ton of pressure on him, and they also think that the Vikings are not the favorite to win the division, which leads us into number two. Just about everybody thinks the Packers are going to win the division. Aaron Rodgers is re-engaged. That's number one. Number two, They feel that they've actually upgraded in some positions and gotten better. Many, I was talking with Lynn Dickey last night. I was sitting there with him. Also sitting there with Don Horn last night. Sitting there with Daryl Thompson last night. David Whitehurst last night. We're all sitting around this table talking. And one of the thoughts was that even though you are going at this with a rookie head coach, which is almost impossible to do to get the postseason, that Aaron Rodgers is reengaged and that many of the holes that the defense had have been filled by guys that aren't, you know, superstars, but they're better than what you had. And everybody thinks that Mike Zimmer, or I shouldn't say Mike Zimmer, of Mike Pettine is an extremely good defensive coordinator. And what he did last year was phenomenal, so they feel he's only going to get better. So they're going to have a defense to actually support what Aaron Rodgers does. And then the third thing up here that seems to be the consensus, none of them feel that Mitch Trubisky is going to get very good, that the Bears way overpaid for him, that he's not that great of a quarterback, and Matt Nagy is good but not a great head coach. And there, he's one of the guys said last night there's an actual cocky attitude coming out of Chicago because they won the division, and defensively they're good, but they don't have enough offense to back it up. That's a consensus here as well. So, one, Zimmer under pressure. Two, Packers are going to win the division. And three, the Bears are going to take a step back, and Mitch Trubisky just isn't that good. Those are the three things coming out of this year. I don't know. Maybe it's, you know, look, you got a bunch of former Packers, a bunch of former Vikings. Maybe they're just the whole group as a whole is anti-Bear. But everybody to a man, including the Viking side of things, said that they believe that the Packers were going to win the division because a reinvigorated Aaron Rodgers. So these are the guys who played the game. These are the guys who played the game. So your thoughts, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. That's on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag MilHockey talk line. Give me your thoughts. Are those things, those thoughts pretty much down the same line? The only area that I disagree, if I had to disagree on any of this, would be I think the Bears have enough defense to win the division. And if Matt Nagy doesn't get stupid, and if Mitch Trubisky does not start wailing the ball all over the place and taking chances, they'll be fine and they'll win the division. I think what happened is they at times start to get a little cocky with Trubisky, and he's just not there. He's just not there. So it's cost him because he's always going to throw you a couple opportunities, and it cost him last year. So do you think from when the changes that have been made, the teams as they sit, that the Packers, Bears, or Vikings are poised to win the division? And do you agree with kind of the consensus up here? Zimmer's on the hot seat. Packers will win it, or maybe not. And that Mitch Trubisky and company are just a little too cocky, and they Trubisky doesn't have that high of a ceiling. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. I want to hear from you. This one is from Cherry Bomb, who writes in the Wendy's email inbox. Listening to you up in Rice Lake, I am from Bloomer, Wisconsin. Love it when you get to the small towns. Always love hearing about certain things in those areas. And we always enjoy the coverage. Go Pack, go. Packers win the division and get to the second round of the playoffs. Well, depending on which round it is, if you're talking about the divisional round, obviously, you're talking to me, if the Packers would win their, you know, have a bye, then their second round would be an NFC Championship game. So I don't know which round you're specifically talking about, but hopefully you're right. Put it that way. Hopefully you're right. Chris writes, I think that Mitch Trubisky is overrated, but I think he has the potential to get better. And if he gets just a little bit better with the defense they have, they should win the division going away again. Khalil Mack is going to be a beast, and we have nobody in Green Bay that can stop him. I only pray that Aaron Rodgers doesn't get crushed. How many more years for Bulaga? I think this is it. This is it for Brian Bulaga. Last year of his deal, this is it. He's going to hopefully go out with a big win. And who knows? I mean, if he decides to play another year or two, or if he ends up just walking away from the game after this deal. But I think this is it for Brian Bulaga, to be honest with you. Meech writes, hey guys, I love Larry the Cable Guy. Can you have him on more often? I'm going to go to see his show in Green Bay. Will not make it down to Milwaukee. Does he have any tickets? I'm not going to Larry and asking him for tickets, Meech. But if you're already going, what do you need tickets for, right? If you already bought your tickets, what do you need tickets for? Correct? There you have it. Hey, don't forget, coming up Sunday, September 1st, the Fisher House Ride, our Big Units Poker Run for the Fisher House Wisconsin, presented by Bud Light, takes place. And it's brought to you by some great sponsors. But we've been doing this now 12 years, and we raise money for our friends at the Fisher House Wisconsin, helping veterans in need, their families, military members, helping them out, helping them out. So if you can join us, you ride a motorcycle, or maybe you know somebody who does, please come out and join us on Sunday, September 1st. Put it on your calendar. Go to BillMichaelsSports.com. That's BillMichaelsSports.com. Get there and get registered. In the events page, by the way, it's on the events section. Go there, get registered. That's the only way to get the commemorative shirt that follows us each and every year with the year on it and such. And you can collect those for every year. So make sure you grab one of those. Get pre-registered. You'll be good to go. It's brought to you by our friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right, Wisconsin's home and business owners. Epoxy flooring coating services at reasonable prices, top quality workmanship, a lifetime warranty, and they go for polyurea coatings as well, which are huge now. And again, lifetime warranty. Call our buddy Sean, 262-443-2852, 262-443-2852, or just simply go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That's epoxyflooringdoneright.com. And also, if you're looking for a one-tank trip and a weekend getaway and a great place to stay, can't say enough about TheFourSeasonsWI.com. TheFourSeasonsWI.com. Check it out. It's a resort in Pembine, Wisconsin. It's a throwback. It's very eclectic, very cool, old-fashioned ice cream parlor. They got the Boundary Waters bar and grill in there. They've got the Diamond Room, which is finer dining, casual dining. They got a nine-hole golf course. They got so many cool things up there just to get away. Maybe a romantic weekend getaway with significant other, or maybe the guys just want to get away and go where there isn't a whole lot of phones. Just go and have fun. A lot of snowmobiling up there, by the way, in the wintertime. But right now is a beautiful time to go. So head on up there, TheFourSeasonsWI.com. That's TheFourSeasonsWI.com. We have had a large amount of people that have asked for the interview, believe it or not, for the Barron County Sheriff, Chris Fitzgerald, that didn't get a chance to hear it, that have had an interest in this. If you remember, it was the Jamie Kloss case. She was abducted. Her parents were murdered. And the sheriff that was at the center of it all, it was a nationwide, worldwide news story. And the sheriff that was at the center of it all, Chris Fitzgerald, joined us a little bit earlier here at Turtleback. He is also on the committee for this golf outing. So we asked him to come over to the table. And it was a fascinating discussion. And I think it's worth mentioning again for those that missed it and for many of you who are asking for it. So you're going to hear that discussion in its entirety. That is coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. We are broadcasting live. We are here in Rice Lake, Wisconsin, and we are honored here, as always, to come back to this terrific golf tournament, the Rice Lake Celebrity Golf Outing. And they raise a lot of money for many of the children's services and charities here in the area. And we have had a fantastic time. Tomorrow, don't forget, going to be at Link Ford and RV here in Rice Lake as well, doing the program. So if you're going to be listening and you're out and about, come on by and say hi. We'd be glad to say hello to you. I'm going to be right inside the side door there at Link Ford. Always am. Always am. Good people, good place. Love going there. And they treat us right. They're also a big sponsor here of the golf outing. One of the key sponsors of the golf outing as well, that works with Tom Kozer and the owner and operator of Sports Talk 1090 WAQE, one of our fine affiliates on the network, but the one here in Rice Lake, Wisconsin. This portion of the program brought to you by good friends over at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. Don't forget, at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, this could be your year to ride or upgrade your ride. And if you're looking for a new or a pre-owned vehicle, when it comes to motorcycles, man, they know their business. And if you want expertise, if you want somebody to fit you right, if you want somebody to really put you in the right bike and the right color and the right style that you want, because it's a lifestyle, it's a riding style, man, they've got it going on out there. And they give you some great, great deals. Go see my buddy Craig, who is the general manager out there. They're writing deals right now. They've got really fashionable motor clothes, not your typical, you know, jeans and Bar and Shield t-shirt type of stuff. They got some really neat stuff. So stop out to Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. Plus, you can see all their events and everything they have going on. Go to WISHD.com. That is WISHD.com. Now, we deviated away from sports earlier, and I wasn't sure how it would be received. And apparently it was received incredibly well, because between the emails and the tweets and such and just the reaction, we thought, well, let's do it again. Earlier today, we had the Barron County Sheriff on. Now, if you remember the Jamie Kloss story, specifically here in the state of Wisconsin, but this went worldwide, and she was the young girl that was abducted. Her parents were murdered, and then the manhunt was on for the perpetrator. And then she ended up, 88 days later, she was found. And the guy that was at the center of it all, the sheriff, Chris Fitzgerald, here in Barron County, also was on the committee for this golf tournament, came over and sat down with us and chatted with us a little bit about this case and about, just life in general moving on. And one of the things that we asked specifically is, now that it's, I don't want to say over with, because I don't think it's ever going to be over with, at least not in the family's minds, but now that she's been released and she's home, how is she doing?
Yeah, we don't really talk about her a lot, but she's got a smile on her face. She's doing good. She graduated from eighth grade. She's ready to take on the world. And so I just think that's the most special part of this, is her smile. Her smile is contagious, and that's the message I want to portray to everybody that helped with this case. A big thank you to everybody that helped with this case across the world, and I'm still trying to wrap my head around that, how worldwide this was.
Right.
But Jamie's doing great. She's got a big smile on her face. She's being a kid. What every 13-year-old should do. She's got a birthday coming up in July, so we're pretty excited about that. She's pretty excited about that. And the amount of support that her family has gotten, she has gotten, has been insurmountable. I mean, it's just crazy. It's really neat to see, but her smile is contagious, and we all need to remember that smile every day, because bad days don't exist anymore in my world.
You and I talked last night. One of the questions I had for you immediately was, because like I said, my wife follows all this, so your officer is on his way to what was listed as a domestic violence situation in a home. He had no idea what had actually happened. So people say, well, why didn't you stop the car when the car was leaving because the police officer passed them? Please explain that for people that don't understand.
Sure. Well, Highway 8 is a major highway right through the city of Barron, where this happened about a mile and a quarter right outside.
And there's a casino down the road, too, correct?
There's a casino on the other side of her house, Turtle Lake, right, which is about 14 miles from Barron. So you got about 14 miles between really three cities. The village of Elmina is in there, too. So you got Barron, Elmina, then you get to Turtle Lake Casino. So it's a major highway, and there's traffic. All 24 hours a day, there's traffic on this road. So our deputies were dispatched to a 911 call, which they felt was a domestic or a disorderly conduct subject or some kind of argument, because all we could hear was noise in the background, kind of like yelling, but couldn't make out anything. And that 911 call has now been played across the globe through the court hearing and the sentencing. And so everybody understands.
And at the time, the officer had only heard it once, or heard it through the
dispatcher.
Ears, right?
The dispatcher listened to it once and dispatched our people right away. We happened to be right in that Barron area. They took about 4.5 minutes to get to, less than 4.5 minutes to get to the scene. And yeah, we met 4 or 5 cars on Highway 8. But that's not typical, and we were going to what we thought was a call. Now, if we're going to a domestic call and it's on a dead-end road, we meet a car, or a road that we would think, oh, this is weird that there's a car out at 12:30 on this road,
right,
we would have stopped that. One of our 3 or 4 squads would have said, hey, somebody stop that car. Make sure they're not involved. They're not involved. You continue to the scene. That's how law enforcement works. But on a major highway, we couldn't stop every car on Highway 8 on our way to the scene. We never would have got to the scene.
Right.
And so there's been a lot of talk about that, and I appreciate the opportunity to, our guys – do what they can with the information they can, and that's how law enforcement works. And our guys did what they were supposed to do, go directly to the scene and work our way backwards if it needed to be. And she drove by us. Or I should say Mr. Patterson drove by us with Jamie in the car, and that, stings a little. It sucks for our guys.
Yeah.
But that's life. Like I said, Highway 8's a busy road. Cars on it all the time, no matter if it's midnight, noon, or 4 in the morning.
Good. Because people criticize saying, why didn't they know? Well, had you known
she
was in the vehicle, certainly
would have set up a roadblock and stopped every car.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what direction. I mean, there was
cars. You didn't even know she was taken at that point.
Right. We didn't even know there was an abduction. And so our guys got to the scene. ultimately walk up to the door and find a deceased male, which would have been Mr. Claus, and back up right away and regroup, saying, whoa, what do we got going on here? You know, then you got to reassess and work your way through the house, around the house, and then ultimately even we find out there's a girl living at this house. Yeah. We don't have a roster of everybody that lives at everybody's house in the county, and so we have to figure that out. We use our school resource officer. We use our schools. We use family members. We look at pictures on walls and say, well, there must be a family living here because there's three people in this picture. And so we, but kids stay overnight at friends' houses. We don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. So it takes us a while to process those scenes. And ultimately, you know, Jamie was missing and we looked for her for 88 days.
I was going to say, you were telling me last night, 88 days, you kind of lived at the station and you kind of lived in your car because the media was everywhere. Yeah. And you couldn't really go home because you got to separate your family from what's actually going on for your job.
Yeah, and that was tough. And when you have, you know, the help that we got from the FBI and the Department of Criminal Investigation, our statewide investigators was phenomenal.
How many did you have in town? Because you told me a number last night was over 200, 247 or something like that?
Yeah, almost 300 at some points during the highlight of this case. We had, you know, there's about 100 FBI agents that are assigned to the state of Wisconsin, about 100 DCI agents. At one point, we had 70 of each in Barron County. I mean, and that didn't include people we were bringing from Washington, D.C., and Chicago and Minneapolis. FBI was helping us. I mean, we had the world at our fingertips to find this girl, and luckily we were led by a 13-year-old with the heart of gold and the you know, never give up hope attitude, and that was great. I mean, she saved herself. We just kept the hope alive, the prayers alive, everything from the people. But yeah, we had the highlight of this, or the high point of this, was almost 300 people across the nation, and we had every FBI field office in the United States at our fingertips. If we needed something in LA, we made a phone call.
So, you know, because people will, obviously you were the front person, and so people see you, and whether it's positive or negative, you received everything.
Yes, I did.
You realize what quarterbacks go through. You know,
right.
Sports vernacular.
Right.
So in that sense, when things were going well or there was good, you know, I want to say support, if you will, you got a lot of credit for that. But when things went cold, people say, well, how come he can't find these people? They don't realize how many people were here trying to do it. It wasn't just you.
Right.
You were kind of the guy gathering the information and putting everything together and working with your department, but you had the FBI, I mean, everybody was here.
Every state agency, every federal agency called me and said, you know, whatever you need, we can make it happen. And we just didn't know where to go. We had 4,500 tips came in. You know, none of those tips were accurate.
And you had to go follow each one down.
Yes.
You were telling me about that last night, that you said, man, we had to send people to different parts of the world to see if this was true or not.
Right. You know, when somebody called and said, I think she was at the Arizona Walmart in, you know, whatever city, Phoenix, we would call Phoenix PD or the Phoenix FBI and say, hey, go get the video. Let's check this out. And so we would get video from Phoenix Walmart, you know, and that's not her. But, but we appreciate that, and that's what you have to do. So you have to follow every one of those tips. That's why calling in saying, that might be her, you know, we'd like a little bit more than that, but we understand people don't, they're just catching it out of the back of their eye or whatever. So we took every one of those tips and followed up on every tip.
The appeal of Jake Patterson has not happened.
That's correct.
Everything is now done. He has been sentenced. There's nothing left. At some point, and I'm sure it's probably happened already, under the open records request, and I did work news for a little while, everybody wants everything. They want video dash cam, they want pictures, they want, you know, voice, everything. So when do you expect all of that, if all of it will be released?
And the Department of Justice is handling that. I'm grateful enough to them. I don't have to handle that because they handle that part for you. Some things have to be redacted because of her age.
Okay.
She needs to be protected, and I said from day one in this case, there's two things. We're going to find a 13-year-old girl, we're going to get the, and we're going to bring her home, and we're going to get her conviction for the death of her parents. I mean, we needed James and Denise.
How come you felt so calm? Because my wife asked me that. She said, how did he know she was coming home?
There was no evidence to show that she was hurt. You know, we never said that she wasn't involved. She never was involved. She didn't have any involvement in this. I mean, he didn't even know her name when he took her. I mean, he didn't even know what her name was. But there was just no evidence there, and there's no reason to say, oh, boy, it's bad. On day 88, we were going to have a press conference on day 90, and it was going to be a tough press conference because there was a lot of hope that was lost, and I just wanted to tell everybody, don't give up hope. There's no reason to give up hope. Mm-hmm. I mean, and we just have to believe that, and whether that's the message that I want to take across the world now is never give up hope. I don't care if it's domestic abuse, sexual assault, human trafficking, whatever, sports teams. You know, you never give up hope that the Vikings are going to win a Super Bowl or whatever it is, you know? Exactly.
Obviously, living over here very close to Viking land, you just lost a lot of support.
Oh, no, we're cheering for the Packers.
Yeah, yeah. So I wanted to ask you, because you were the guy that kept saying you thought that she would come home. Give me where you were, your thought when you heard it.
Yeah, that one's tough. When I was happened to be in my office working, because we got the false tip first. The false tip down in
that was down in Walworth County.
Walworth County said, we found her, she was burnt up, you know, we had all these tips, and we're like, well, they never called us. I mean, why wouldn't they call us? And so we knew the sheriff down there, my chief deputy did call them and said, what, and they're like, we're working a case, it's nothing to do with yours. So we had to put that out. The same time I'm typing that at my office, my detective walks in and said, you know, Douglas County has her. I'm like, whatever. This is another fate call. This is something's going on.
Did
here.
He say, like, hey, are you, Chris, are you sitting down?
Or, yeah, no. You know? Well, he said, hang up your phone, because I was on my phone. And he said, hanging up right now. And so I hung it up, and he's like, we got her. And I'm like, we don't have her until someone physically gets her hand on her. So we had to wait about 15 minutes till a Douglas County deputy said, I am touching her. And then I was just like, I had to sit down in my chair in my office, and I looked up at this guy, and I'm like, I can't believe that she's alive. I mean, it was this tremendous effort. My knees were just, I wanted to get up and run around and tell everybody, and I just, we had this plan, recovery plan, reunification plan. We had all of those plans in place, and we're like, we have that plan written down. Where is it? Where did I put it? You know, so we got that out and did it right away, and it was just a great feeling. Our detectives worked so hard at that, and then, but it's not done. You have to collect. We spent 3 days up in Douglas County collecting evidence, interviews, figuring all that out for the conviction. And obviously, yeah, our team did an unbelievable job making sure that he just pled guilty.
Yeah. There you go. That is a majority of the interview. If you wanted to continue listening to it, or you missed it in its entirety, Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald, and we deviated away from sports. And I know if you're just tuning in, you're going, what? But he is here at the Rice Lake Celebrity Golf Outing. He is actually on the committee to put this together to help the children's charities in the area. And if you want to listen to that in its entirety or share it, we would highly recommend doing so. Go ahead and do that by simply going to BillMichaelsSports.com, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S, BillMichaelsSports.com, and you can find it all right there, including an interview earlier, which was hilarity in motion with Larry the Cable Guy. He was fantastic as well. We are going to wrap things up here in Rice Lake. That is coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Final segment as we sit here and broadcast at Turtleback Golf Club here in Rice Lake, Wisconsin for the Rice Lake Celebrity Golf Tournament, and we hope to catch up with some of the celebs a little bit later on. Today was a weird day because normally they're here. They tried to get on the course early today because the rains were coming, and then when they came in, we did have some celebs, but we didn't have the normal cast of characters. We had our buddy Larry the Cable Guy who went a couple of segments with us. We had a fascinating discussion, which you just heard, with Chris Fitzgerald, the sheriff of Barron County. We will try to carry some of this stuff over to tomorrow as I try to catch up with Lynn Dickey and Paul Kaufman and Dave Robinson and some of the guys coming up tonight at the dinner, and then play back some of that tomorrow on the program. Also tomorrow on the program, I'm going to be broadcasting live up here in Rice Lake one more time. We're going to be at Link Ford and RV Center for the show tomorrow, and tomorrow is an interesting one because tomorrow is the mathematical halfway point of the season for the Milwaukee Brewers. And tomorrow, start thinking of this now. We are going to take a good, hard look and assessment as to where this team is in comparison with not only this year's team, but last year's team and the teams around them right now. The team that obviously is in front of them is the Chicago Cubs, chomping at the bit right behind their heels is the St. Louis Cardinals. You're trying to catch the L.A. Dodgers as far as the ability to get past them and into a World Series. So we just start thinking about your good, hard assessment for this team coming up tomorrow. We'll do that on the program. Also, Brewers reliever Jeremy Jeffress is scheduled to appear with us tomorrow as well. So we're going to get a chance to talk with him. So a lot going on. So I'm really looking forward to tomorrow's program. And then tomorrow night, heading back and do a little Summerfest over the weekend. Looking forward to that and sharing all the experiences coming back on Monday. But it has been, and it always is, it's a tremendous event. It's a tremendous amount of money that they raise here in the Rice Lake Celebrity Golf Tournament. And they do it for a lot of great children's charities and need charities here in this area. So thanks to everybody for taking a listen to us. Thanks to Larry the Cable Guy for coming by, and always cracks me up. And it's funny because Larry's got a new album that's going to be coming out. And on this album, now he is going to be doing this show down in Illinois, but some of the jokes that he did here today, some of the things he talked about, he said, hey, that's they were just written. So he's working on delivery and he's working on doing some things with them. So some things you hear today may be on that brand new album that's about to come out on his new one-man special. So that's going to be happening. And we'll have him on again in December when he comes into the Riverside, and we'll talk with him a little bit about that. In addition to that, thanks to the Barron County Sheriff, Chris Fitzgerald. What a compelling story and a tremendous outcome. And it's the story that I'm sure is going to affect this community for a long, long, long time to come. And it's just been great to see a lot of the support that many people here have given and have felt for many of you around the state and around the country. Time for us to get out of here. Have a terrific afternoon. Until we talk tomorrow, have a good one. Good.
To Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.